Quinn's announcement came on the same day Illinois' credit rating was downgraded by the credit agency Moody's. Another credit agency, Fitch, also lowered its rating for Illinois earlier this week. Senate Republican leader Christine Rodonio says while Quinn's intentions are in the right place, she's not optimistic a deal will get done.
I mean, we had a deadline, which was May 31st. So now that we've blown past that deadline, I don't know what another deadline to look at how that moves the ball forward.
Rodonio says she believes an agreement needs to be in place between legislative leaders before lawmakers meet in Springfield on June 19th. Senate President John Cullerton argues that his plan is more likely to withstand a court challenge than one House Speaker Mike Madigan is pushing. Cullerton's plan would give workers a choice between state-subsidized health care or cost-of-living adjustments in retirement. Madigan's plan would have workers chip in more money, increase the retirement age, and scale back retiree COLAs. There are differing opinions on which plan would save more money. I'm Chris Slaby.